This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There are two main topics that any khatib these days wouldn't ignore. The first one is definitely what is happening in Gaza, or the occupation of Gaza, the invasion of Gaza, and the general aggression against the Palestinians. And the second one is the coming of the blessed month of Ramadan. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I find that there is a correlation and a link between both. First of all, the month of Ramadan is a month of a civilizational change. It is a month of a civilizational reform. It is one of the pillars of Islam. And as we all know, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned it twice in the Quran, or three times in one place, in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All you who believe, fasting was prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon previous nations, so you may attain taqwa. Taqwa, my dear brothers and sisters, is a reformation, is rebuilding the civilization of humanity based on divine principles and values. This is the reality of a taqwa. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam says that Islam is built on five pillars: shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah, performing salah, giving zakah, and fasting the month of Ramadan, and performing hajj. Now, in the Quran, Ramadan was mentioned once, and the ayat of Siyam were mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah only. How come this month that we fast once a year is one of the pillars of Islam? It means beyond what we understand of it. It means that we really need to rebuild, reform ourselves based on fasting and the messages of fasting, the principles of fasting. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, what is the link between this and what is happening in Palestine? Now, when many people speak about the atrocities that are taking place against our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine, they always say that Allah Jalla wa Ala is testing the Ummah. And Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We test you with good things and with bad things. And Allah Jalla wa Ala says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. We created the whole earth, we decorated the whole earth, خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم, created everything for one purpose, which is to be tested. So we are going through a test, and the people of Gaza, they are going through a test as well. That is true. However, there is another meaning of those tests and those catastrophes, which is linked to Ramadan and linked to what we want to achieve and what Allah Jalla wa Ala wants from us. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah Jalla wa Ala created us to be the leaders of the entire humanity. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You are the best nation ever raised to mankind, believing in Allah, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, and believing in Allah Jalla wa Ala. So Allah Jalla wa Ala did not create the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and send them sent to them the best of nation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who says, I am the best of mankind on the day of resurrection, and he is the best of mankind in the dunya and in the akhirah. And Allah jalla wa ala granted us the best in everything, the best in traditions, the best in guidelines, the best in principles, the best in what we eat, the best in what we drink, the best in what we clothe, even the day of Jumu'ah, which is the best of the days. Allah jalla wa ala honored us by giving that which is the best. So when Allah jalla wa ala honors us by giving us the best in everything, we need to be the best in everything, and we need to lead the entire humanity to the best in everything. We need to lead the entire humanity to submit to Allah and worship Allah. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. We selected you to be a balance, to be the best of nations. Why? In order to testify before the entire mankind on the day of resurrection that you have passed the message of Islam to them. So, my dear brothers and sisters, when Allah Jalla wa Ala sees that this ummah is not achieving as He wants us to achieve, Allah Jalla wa Ala sends calamities on them in order for them to reform themselves, to go back to Allah, to reform themselves based on the divine values. Then they will become the leaders of the entire humanity again. It is to understand this principle, my dear brothers and sisters, if you have a child and you know that your child can achieve, and he was achieving, but sometimes because of laziness, because of negative influence from social or peer pressure, whatever, he retreated. And he is not performing as he or she should be performing. You might advise him once or twice. If he doesn't listen, you might even subject him to some punishments, some hardship, in order for him to wake up and to be achieving person as he should be in, or as he should be. This is exactly what is happening to our ummah. Throughout history, we were the main superpower. When we retreated, Allah Jalla wa Ala sends these punishments upon us. Yes, it is hard. It is very painful. But Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to shock us in order for us, for the entire ummah, to wake up again and to be in the leading position again. My dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is a month of reform based on divine principles, divine values. And in order for us to achieve, to be the best of nations, to be the leading nation, as Allah Jalla wa Ala wants from us, here I would like to give you a reform plan based on four steps. If we adopt those four steps and implement them, inshallah, you will see that the ummah is another superpower, and these atrocities, this injustice that is taking place will not take place anymore. The first one is to reform our iman. To reform our iman. How to do that? To be connected to Allah Jalla wa Ala. And Ramadan is an essential pillar to achieve that goal, which is to reform our iman. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم What for? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you reconnect with Allah Jalla wa'ala. It is a major reformation process that will continue for 30 years, for 30 days, in which on a daily basis you are going to fast from dawn to Maghrib. And then after that, you will do your Taraweeh. During that, you will recite more Quran. And the Quran is the divine speech, is the essence of reconnection with Allah Jalla Ala. It is the essence of reformation. And the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan, in which the Quran was revealed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wasallam used to study the Quran with the angel Jibreel in Ramadan more. So, when we have this school of 30 days with these activities, then we will be reconnecting with Allah Jalla Ala, and we will be more attached to the divine, and then we will be able to reform ourselves, and we will be able to reform others. And the essence of this is to tell the entire humanity that the purpose of creation is not this dunya, this materialism, this materialistic life. The purpose of this dunya is to worship the Creator in order for Him to be pleased with you, and He will place you in Jannat al-Firdaus once you die. So this is the first step to reform our Ummah, the reformation of Iman. The second step to reform ourselves is the unity of the Ummah. We need to reform the unity of the Ummah. Allah Jalla wa Ala commanded us to be united. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold together, all of you, upon the rope of Allah Jalla wa Ala, and don't be disunited. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. The hand of Allah Jalla wa Ala is with Jama'ah. The hand of Allah Jalla wa Ala, it gives us power. It gives us unity. It gives us strength. It gives us courage. And my dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is a pillar of the unity process, the unity reformation. Subhanallah, most of the pillars of Al-Islam, Al-Hajj, for example, a unifying activity for the entire Ummah. Ramadan is another unifying activity, unifying pillar of the Ummah. How is this? The entire Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether in China, whether in Africa, whether in America, whether now in Gaza, whether in Europe, everywhere in the world, they fast 1 month, and all of them fast that month in a similar way, from Fajr all the way to Maghrib. It is, as I always like to present it, it is a political, global, it is a global political, religious reformation or demonstration, where the entire world is observing a change. What is this change? The month of Ramadan. Even the enemies, even the occupation, is talking about the month of Ramadan. Even the United States, when they are talking to the occupation forces, they say, finish it before the month of Ramadan, because the month of Ramadan Muslims go back to their religion. It is a month of victory for Muslims. It is a month that reforms Muslims. Muslims all over the world, they will be making dua for the people of Gaza. Subhanallah. It is a very strong factor of uniting the ummah. Not only that, but as we said, it is a very, or one of the strongest factors that will connect us with our Lord Allah Jalla Ala. So this is the second point, unity. The third point, my dear brothers and sisters, we need knowledge. The ummah that is ignorant cannot be successful and cannot be powerful. And this is known. And that's why Allah Jalla Ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Indeed, those who fear Allah Jalla Ala are the scholars. And Allah Jalla Ala commanded the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to ask him for more knowledge. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. And knowledge in general, whether Islamic knowledge or non-Islamic, so-called non-Islamic knowledge. There is nothing called non-Islamic knowledge. But directly Islamic or indirectly Islamic knowledge in general is a source of power for the ummah. And we need that. The fourth element of this plan is to be more active. To be more active. My dear brothers and sisters, this ummah was not created to worship Allah Jalla wa Ala in the masjid only. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created jinn and ins to worship me. In the street we worship Allah Jalla wa Ala. At work we worship Allah Jalla wa Ala. At the schools we worship Allah Jalla wa Ala. We worship Allah Jalla wa Ala at every single moment of our life when we sleep. If we sleep with the right intention, we worship Allah Jalla wa Ala. And Allah Jalla wa Ala entrusted us with what? Guiding the entire humanity to worship Allah Jalla wa Ala. And Allah Jalla wa Ala created this ummah for this purpose. So we are not there to enjoy our life. If you want to enjoy your life, my dear brothers and sisters, then work hard now so you enjoy your life after you die, after your death. Here, there is a temporary enjoyment just to keep going. But we have diseases, we have illnesses, we have cancer, we have atrocities, we have bloodshed, we have killing, we have the Zionists, we have the enemies of Islam, we have all these challenges around us. Yes, enjoy your time in order to keep going. But the purpose of this life is not enjoyment. The purpose of this life is to work hard so you enjoy the real life, which is going to last forever. Don't sell that life for a temporary enjoyment for a number of years in this life, which is not real, which is fake. So, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah Jalla wa Ala wants us to understand who we are. And we need to be active. We need to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. We need to make sure that justice prevails on this earth. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. O you who believe, stand for Allah and establish justice. We need to be active politically, my dear brothers and sisters. And the general election will be coming soon. We need to know what to do, whom to vote for. We need to prepare our young children so we see among them the right politicians who know how to play the political game, but in the meantime, they have their own values and principles. This is one, number one. Number two, we need, my dear brothers and sisters, our influence in media. Media is one of the superpowers, or one of the weapons of destruction or construction. So we need to be very active in terms of media. And we have to say that, alhamdulillah, the young Muslims have done very well in terms of winning the war of narratives that is taking place now because of the invasion of Gaza. Thirdly, we need to be very active in terms of judiciary and legal life, legal side, because one law can close all the masajid easily. If we don't have our influence in the legal system, we will be wiped out easily. Number four, we need to be strong in terms of economy and finance. We know that money makes things. If you are poor, you are going to be weak. Number five, we need to have our influence in the educational system. Educational system is educating our children. It is building the new generation. And number six, my dear brothers and sisters, socially we need to be active, because people have their own needs. If we don't fulfill those needs, then we are out of touch. And finally, the seventh point, we need to be active in da'wah. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, the aggression against Gaza is going to end, but the whole world is witnessing the injustice of the global system, or the global systems, and they are looking for alternatives. The whole world is against the war in Gaza, except the leadership in America only. Not America, even Americans are against the war on Gaza. But because of 5% or maybe 1% of the American population, no one is able to stop these atrocities, this famine. They are inflicting famine on the people of Gaza. They don't find. Some of them, they said, and we have seen this, they said, by Allah, we did not eat bread for the last 2 months. Some of them, they said, we could not have a shower for the last 2 months or 3 months. No one is able to stop this injustice and aggression. The whole world is against it. It is just because of the leadership of the United States. They veto anything. The global system is unjust. And who is going to bring this justice? I have a lot of hope in our young brothers and sisters that they will be part of a global change to see justice prevailing. Ramadan is a big opportunity for ourselves to reform ourselves and to be very active in da'wah. My dear brothers and sisters, let us conclude. Yes, the pain is too severe. However, Allah Jalla Ala promised the believers, promised them victory. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And we need to be optimistic, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam used to be optimistic all the time. And we need to remember that the month of Ramadan is a month of victory for the entire ummah. So let us increase our connection with Allah Jalla wa Ala through the different activities we do during the month of Ramadan, in order to reform ourselves and in order to reform the Ummah, in order to reform the entire humanity, so the entire humanity will be a divine-based humanity, will worship Allah Jalla wa'ala. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا بديع السماوات والأرض اللهم إنا نسألك أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك أن توفقنا لما تحب وترضى في جميع أمورنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. My dear brothers and sisters, the day of Jumu'ah is the best of the days, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam said. So increase sending a lot of salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make sure that you give a lot of sadaqah on this day. And Allah Jalla wa'ala says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, wa qumu ila salatikum yarhamukum Allah.